Hi, my name's Andy Studebaker, and this is Under the Helmet. I think first and foremost, you don't let your circumstances dictate your attitude, and I think that's what our focus is right now. Obviously, our record is not where we want it to be, but we have not changed our approach. We're coming out every single day, working as hard as we can as a team and trying to right the ship. And I think if we do that every day and focus on what's going to help us win games daily instead of focus on the circumstances, we'll give ourselves the best chance to win. So that's where we're at right now. Yeah, I think it's really important for veteran players to step up at a time like this. You know, it's easy to be a team full of camaraderie when you're winning and things are going great. When it's not going so well, you have to bring younger guys especially into the fold and circle the wagons and say, hey, for the last half of the season here, we have some goals that we want to reach. We want to obviously start winning games. We want to turn this thing around. And when the older players circle the wagons with the younger players and show them the ropes, we're going to be a lot better because it's going to take all of us and it's going to take everybody every week. Monday Night Football, I mean, it's one of those things you know everybody's watching. The entire country's watching. People are having parties across the nation. To get the opportunity to play on Monday night against a great opponent, that's something you want. That's something you wish for and you think about. When that schedule came out in the spring, that's the game that you circle on your schedule. And that's one that you train for when you're running sprints in July. You're thinking about that game. So we want to show up big. We want to show up and play really well and play hard and make the city proud. Obviously, Pittsburgh has been a perennial power in the NFL for a while here, and they've fielded some really great teams. We know what we're getting into. They're a physical team. They're tough. They have a lot of good athletes, and they have a great quarterback. And when you play them at their place, it presents some challenges. You know, we've played them, you know, a couple times here in the last few years and split with them, and we've played them tough each time. We can play tough, too, and I think if we go there with the mindset that our opponent isn't bigger than us, you know, this isn't a mountain that we have to climb, we just need to go play the best that the Chiefs can play, and that's going to help us win. Pittsburgh, obviously, with the quarterback that they have, he's a big, strong guy. He throws the ball well. It's tough to bring down, so we really have to stop the run well and just get after the quarterback in the passing game. I don't know if I'm exactly haunting his dreams at night. I've had some success against the Steelers a few years ago when I was in my second year and had an opportunity to start. Obviously, some really cool memories for me personally, but I think more importantly, it was a cool day for the city. We had just beat the defending champs. The team was super pumped. I mean, we had an awesome day as a team. It wasn't just me, obviously. You know, I think that's the attitude we have to bring in. People probably think we're the underdog. Like they did that day. And I think what we need to do is just come out and play as hard as we can. If each player plays as hard as he can and plays well and plays smart, we're going to be okay.